From the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from the La Jolla Indian Reservation in California, Mr. Tracy Lee Nelson is in our spotlight. Blues musician, actor, and fine artist, he's been working hard, putting out the singles and drawing up some fine art pieces you can view on our homepage at indigenousinmusicinarts.org. He'll be stopping by in 30 minutes to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Let's hook it up. Here's Tracy Lee Nelson. Even fools get the blues. Tracy Lee Nelson, he'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Take me all through the night. I want to touch you, hold you, make you see. There's no better love than you and me.
Love to see you in the morning, baby. At the making love all night. I love your scent all on my body, baby. And I love your bedroom eyes. Hey, I love the way.
Can't be without about you, baby, it just ain't right. I gotta feel your body with me all through the night. I wanna touch you, hold you, make you see there's no better love than you and me.
Love to see you in the moonlight, baby, when we're walking hand in hand. Wanna touch your body, baby. Hey, take me to your
body with me all through the night. I wanna touch you, hold you, make you see there's no better love than you and me.
Love to see you in the evening, baby. I know we're making love all night, and when the night is over, baby, baby, I know everything will be alright.
That's music from Irv Lyons Jr. It's Wonderland. All right, here we go. Herbie Barnes, Spoken in the Tear. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
machine à ratchener.
That's Wolf's Heart and Jose Feliciano, Red Dust on Route 66. Hey, quick mention, right now you can get a hold of me at the Indigenous Grown Studios talking text line, 936-628-4837. 936 Natives, hook us up. All right, here's the Amuro tribe, Lord Tormenta. I'm Larry Kay.
Y el cielo es azul, el espacio está lleno de luz. El cielo es azul, el espacio está
Azul, that's Aderecio Palados. All right, here's Jamie Coon, Betrayed with a Kiss. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Tracy Lee Nelson, will be in the spotlight.
Now you can get your daily dose of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay by following us on SoundCloud. Enjoy 2 hours of Indigenous tunes from your favorite musicians with no interruptions. Listen on the SoundCloud app or any Alexa device. We are on the move. Take us with you. We are Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.
Come visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and take the support challenge. You can now choose to become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Thank you for supporting us and our mission. Take the challenge at indigenousinmusic.com.
This summer, you can keep Indigenous in Music and Arts in great shape by simply donating a vehicle you don't use anymore. Regain space and feel good knowing you're helping Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. Call 936-628-4837. That's 936-628-4837. Or donate on our music page online at indigenousinmusic.com.
Your phone and tablets are Indigenous in Music ready. iHeartRadio or however you stream, we're there. Plus, the Indigenous in Music radio show is available anywhere you hear your podcasts. Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is on the go. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back to the Indigenous Grown Studios from the La Jolla Indian Reservation in California. Mr. Tracy Lee Nelson is in our spotlight. Blues musician, actor, and fine artist. He's been working hard, putting out the singles and drawing up some fine art pieces for you to view on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandhearts.org. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Tracy Lee Nelson. Hi, Tracy. How you doing tonight?
Out there, Larry. And hello to the Ho-Chunk Nation out there.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys. Yeah.
Good to have you back on. It's been many years.
Oh, yeah. Just been working, playing music, you know, composing new songs and getting those CDs out there. You know, got a lot of issues to, you know, bring awareness to, you know.
And you've been drawing too. Last time you were skateboarding. Now you bring a little more to the act. Good deal.
Yeah.
Tracy, why don't we start with a short introduction and then you can tell us all about the music and then we'll talk about your new art projects that you have going on. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sure. Me and Joshua, Tracy Lee Nelson. I'm from the La Jolla Indian Reservation in San Diego, California. And we're just at the bottom of Mount Palomar. And we have about 16,000 acres here and about almost 500 tribal members. And my father is actually from the La Jolla Reservation. This is where our family is from, Lester Lee Nelson. Mm-hmm. And then my mother is from the Mesa Grande Reservation, which is just up the mountain here.
Wow.
And she's a Degeno Kumeyaay. My father is Luseno, and so then I got enrolled here at La Jolla. So This is where, of course, because of, you know, too much politics going on the other reservations, like always.
Big stopping ground.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you been drawing your whole life?
you're an artist too.
I started when I was, you know, drawing when I was little. I was drawing and then messing with clay. Oh, wow. I actually have a little clay thing, a little rabbit. Babe, you have that rabbit that I have. Nice. I still have it. It's funny, since I was 5-6 years old.
Oh, cool.
And in school, they said, oh, you know, you can make things with this. And I started making a rabbit. So I have a little gray rabbit that I did when I was 5 or 6 years old. And that just kind of like sparked an interest in sculpting and everything. Sure. Later on down the line, in the 80s, 1986, 87, I took some classes. I saw that they were giving in the valley of LA. And I signed up for it. And it was a sculpting class, special effects sculpting class. And so I said, oh, I want to check that out. I love messing with clay and stuff. Sure. Oh, my wife grabbed it. There. So this is it.
Oh, nice.
When I was 5 years old.
That's pretty good.
No, I was 5-6 years old, really deep.
You never know.
Thank you, babe. That was Joanna. She's over here. Well, with the clay, I started doing my first project in school. It was interesting. My teacher said, well, I want to see what level you're at. And his name was William Mums.
Okay.
And what level you're at. So here, I'm going to show you. So I went through the school for a few weeks, and then he showed me all the tricks on how to create an image.
Oh, sure.
So then I used all those tricks and all those little specialty talent that he had showed me, and I started creating my first project was to make a creature from the Black Lagoon. I started sculpting that, and then when I started sculpting it just started becoming really, really nice, and then to the point where all the kids in the school were like, wow, how'd you do that, da, 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 da. And then so the teacher didn't want them to disrupt me. And it's really something I was honored and, you know, that he did, but he said, Tracy, I want you to go into another room over here and just work on it, you know, by yourself. I go, okay. Little did I know that this teacher, William Mums, was the original creator of the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh no.
The 1953, 1954, wow. You know, movie. I did not know that. And I just randomly picked the creature to do. And then it was really cool because when I finished it, he said, oh, we got to get a picture. So I was in the school paper too with him next to me. And then, so I just kept doing the sculpting and stuff, you know. And of course, being in Hollywood, where I was living up in Hollywood, everybody's into the industry, of course, sure. Motion picture and everything. So I worked for a company where I did titles and opticals on movies and stuff, and storage of old movies, you know, Gone with the Wind and everything, and had to deliver a lot of the films to all the, you know, the big movie studios and stuff. That was cool. It was great. Interesting.
I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Mr. Tracy Lee Nelson. He is currently featured in our Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery. You can visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.com to read all about him and check out his artwork. Tracy, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Yes. And then also the two Buffalo Virtual Gallery, man, that looks really nice. You did a great job on that. Thank you. Thank you for the promotion and for helping me get exposure, being, you know, with natives too. I think that's great. You guys are really pushing for native artists to get acknowledged, being acknowledged. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm sure it's not easy.
Yep. Pinigigi. Thank you. It's always great to have you in the show and hear what you're always up to. We're going to play you one of Tracy's latest singles. Here is Carisha.
By room every day and cry a prayer. stop this screaming. My life is on and clear. I still hear her voice, and her laughter is so clear. I pray she is safe. I pray she is near.
That was music from Tracy Lee Nelson, and that was Khadija. In case you're just tuning in, Tracy was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
I miss my baby. I just want my baby back.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Squeeze the bars till her hands walks in too. She hears the screams from down the hall and slips back to the world of hell. Razor wire, it's a lonely game. A razor wire.
That's John McLeod, Razor Wire. Hey, right now, you can get a hold of me at the Indigenous Grown Studios talking text line 936-628-4837 or email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you right back. larry@indigenousandmusic.com. Crystal Shawanda, Blue Train. Turn it up.
Lost on that highway, Lord, they're gone.
That was Midnight Sparrows, brand new off their Rock and Roll City album. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to play you some tunes from the City Lines. We will be right back.
Take Indigenous in Music with you wherever you go. Follow us. We're now on iHeartRadio. Download the app and enjoy us 24/7, 365. Take us to the beach. Bring us along on your next vacation. Indigenous in Music is on the go. Turn it to iHeartRadio. Take Indigenous in Music with you. We're in it for the ride.
Indigenous in Music needs your help. Visit us at indigenousinmusic.com and click on the Support Challenge. See how you too can become a part of a growing organization centered around the untapped talent from Indigenous artists and musicians from all over. Will you accept the challenge? Take the challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for your support.
Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more about donating a vehicle and how to schedule your free pickup, call here at 936-NATIVES. That's 936-628-4837, or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation.
All right, here we go. Many Hearts, this is the City Lines.
Everyone's insuring their insurance. Oh, I haven't renewed my policies in years. I'm looking for a good risk to take.
Hey man, don't you know every cop in this town anyway? Okay.
I don't know.
That's Many Hearts, brand new from the City Lines. I'd like to thank my guest, Mr. Tracy Lee Nelson, for stopping by and giving us an update on his new music. And we're featuring him at the Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery on our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come check him out. He's got some good art over there. And you can always hear us all the time, 24/7, 365 at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.